Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I'm going to play some Subterfuge for you today. And let's put that vinyl to work here. All right, well, I guess we're not going to be playing it. So how are you this Sunday morning? All right, let's start off with some Flower Leopards. You can never go wrong with them, right? Love that vinyl. I would like to introduce our first guest on the show today, musician, singer-songwriter from The Decade, and then later rigor mortis, the one and only Mike Knox.
Hey, Candy,
hello.
How are you? Hello.
I'm good. Hi, I'm good. And
what's going on out there?
Well, the sunshine came out, and it's a beautiful day, and everything's just wonderful. How about with you? I know that you've been through some serious medical issues, and, you know, I would like to ask you, you know, I know that you died on the table for a few minutes, and I would like you to share your experience with our listeners out there, what it's like to die.
Well, that's kind of a heavy subject, and I don't know if I want to start that off today with that. It's kind of personal,
Okay.
But all I can say is it was quite pleasant. There was no pain, and all pain that you were having prior to the near-death or death experience kind of goes away. Actually, not kind of. It seriously goes away, and your body is filled with endorphins or whatever, and it makes everything okay. And there's no reason, in my opinion, to ever fear death at this point. Because it's a very, very pleasant thing. What led me up to there, to that point, was I had another serious concussion. And concussions are no joke. Just like the NFL, just like the movie, they're extremely dangerous, and they can alter your moods and your thinking to a point where you can literally develop Tourette's. Is one of the side effects, and you can lose a lot of your family and friends in basically one day. The most important thing, if you've suffered any kind of concussion or head injury, what they call a TBI, get to the emergency room as fast as you can, safely, and have a scan done of your brain. Usually it will show damaged areas that can heal, but most of the time they can't. And the most important thing is stay awake. People that
yes.
go to sleep on people on a concussion that go to sleep usually will die. Like I said earlier, death is not to be afraid of, but we all have a lot of stuff we want to do on this planet, including myself, and I'd like to be around for a while, you know?
Right.
So my word for the day is concussion. Study it, read it, live it, because somebody in your family or friends is going to have one, unfortunately, at some point. It can be falling in a market. It can be skateboarding. It could be skiing. It could be anything where your head and your brain bounce, helmet or no helmet.
Right.
That is all.
No, that's why there's been so much controversy about young people and football getting involved in it too young when their brains aren't completely and fully developed. But I would like to make a shout-out to the GoFundMe page for Mike Knox. He's going through some difficult times, and if you go to his page, I ask everyone to please donate a little bit. Whatever you can, it all adds up, and Mike could really use the help. He's been through several brain concussions and medical problems, and he really needs the help right now. So if you go to the GoFundMe page and type in Mike Knox, K-N-O-X, Medical Bill Fundraiser, you'll find an older picture of him with his spiked hair. It's pretty cool. And you'll recognize him immediately. And I pledge that everybody go out there and make a small donation or a big one, whatever you can afford. Please help out.
You know, it's amazing, Candy, that you say that, because even GoFund, I had a person contribute, a very old friend of mine, and I will not say their name for their privacy, but they put in $10. $10 for me is a couple of slices of pizza and a water or a root beer, which, you know, is one meal. I can break $10 into two meals, you know, and it's very serious stuff. This stuff is, whether you have insurance or not, you still have deductibles and MRIs, which I'm going to do another full body MRI on Tuesday, is a very, very, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
You know, and another shout, okay, for anybody that's an artist or metal worker, it's very important you tell the radiologist that you work with metal. A lot of the times artists, and especially machinists like myself, we have metal splinters in our body.
Right.
And we don't even remember getting them. Those feel weird when they get come out of the magnetic resonance machine. But more importantly is if you have any in your eye, they will pull your eye out, and it's very important protocol to have your eyes checked prior to you getting an MRI tube. If you have an MRI with a splinter in your eye, it could blind you for life.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's very important. Every time I have an MRI, which unfortunately is close to six to eight times a year, they have to look into my eyes very deeply to see if I have any kind of metal splinter that I can't feel.
Yeah.
And on that note, do you have any music we can crank out, like maybe Dead Kennedys?
Oh, well, let me see what I have on the board.
My song of the day right now is
Hello,
Emotion.
Comrades, this is Radio Free Yugoslavia with punk rock from Subterfuge. The phone, the heart, the love is get down and get the funky.
Tonight or day, you find a heart to follow. You walk it down on an emotional tightrope. The bar is straight, the red is so damn bad. A life like this, but it must hurt your hand. Watch the world so dying, but they must show your face. Watch the world so vomiting, but it won't sign up in shame. A worldwide crisis, a journey to go. Quick as the earth, happen with your back. Heads on your head, you hear a dead man scream. All your children should have made it work for me. Watch the world so dying, but they must show your face. What's the world so wrong with it? Where the boys end up in jail? Now your exploration has run too high. There's a rumor that's gonna make you die. Emotional substance that you think you play. You try, but you cannot spend your face. What's the world so dying? Why never show your face? Watch the world go bomb in there, where the boys land up in jail.
Well, it wasn't Dead Kennedys, but a little Subterfuge there for you, Nick Adams.
What a Subterfuge! What a great band that was. Are they still playing?
You know, I think I saw something not too long ago, but you know, Nick Adams is still around.
Really? Where is Mr. Nick?
Well, you can find him on my friends list.
Well, that would require me going on the internet, which when you're suffering from brain concussions can be an overbearing chore, to say the least. Plus, we're having a snowstorm today, and that blocks my cell phone abilities, because I live out in the middle of nowhere where people with brain concussions should live, because they can tend to get a little full throttle. Speaking of which, my new publishing company next year is going to be called Throttleless Entertainment. Enough of all these self plugs. Put on some goddamn Dead Kennedys.
Oh.
Or Circle Jerks. Black Flag, Circle Jerks, the early stuff. Lena Lovitch, even though I hate the bitch. And Henry. You know, Henry's fucking gay. Put on something pre-Henry.
Pre-Henry. Well, let me see. What else do I have on here? Oh, okay.
I mean,
here we go.
Just play the beats.
We'll be right back.
you know, I do see that Subterfuge has been playing an annual LV's HC punk rock reunion. The last one was October of this year, or Saturday, November 19th, at the Backstage Billiards on Fremont Street in Las Vegas. The fourth annual punk rock reunion.
Week.
It looks like MIA
week.
Played with Subterfuge. Are you talking to me or somebody else?
I'm talking to the radio. That was last week.
Right, last week. Yeah, I see that. So that's really
Holy
cool. I knew I saw them playing with somebody recently. They played with Area 51, Triple Ripple, Self Abuse, and SSP. Wow, that's good stuff.
Wow.
Right there.
Hopefully somebody from Subterfuge will call in and let us know how that show went. It sounds like an insane lineup. That would be really cool. So, hey, I put it out there. Anybody in Subterfuge, please call and let us know how that gig went. Sounds like a phenomenal lineup, and unfortunately, I'm going to be in Vegas tomorrow, which is going to be 10 days late.
Well, you know, you can't win them all, right, Mike?
Well,
so you're
going to
be in Vegas tomorrow?
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm going out to check out some venues that Rigor Mortis is going to be playing at next year, hopefully Memorial Weekend, the same time as Punk Rock Ball. It was going to be a private party, but I was talked into making it a public event. Everybody's invited, and we're going to also run a medical benefit donations. I'll have memorabilia. I'll have flyers. I'll have posters. I'll have music equipment for benefit. So I think that's a better idea than having my private party that I wanted to have. You know what I mean? Everybody's invited.
Then you can meet new friends.
Yeah, cowboys and all. Just don't bring your shit-kicking attitude in there. You know,
just bring your punk rock. Just bring your punk rock attitude, right?
Yeah, go ahead and do what you got to do. I mean, we're going to be playing, so there's going to be a lot of slamming. So luckily I'll be there with my rescue gear, because I always have my rescue gear with me. And if somebody suffers a concussion, you better believe I'm the fucking person to take care of you until the paramedics get there. So, yeah, slam your balls out, you know what I mean?
So,
did you find me some dead candies yet?
Well, let me see. I do have some more Subterfuge on here.
Oh, God, yeah, great. They sound excellent. We really like Subterfuge.
Yeah, and that's so
when
cool.
When I say we, I mean me, Mike Knox, and my AKA, which is Mike Max.
All right, well, here you go, Mike Max.
I'm not playing.
got another one right back to back. That I just played are off the Who's the Fool album from 1984, when they used to play the Café de Grand a lot, as well as Rigor Mortis Hollywood. And speaking of Café de Grand Hollywood, some of my recent bands who have come on the label, the Stuntmen Gerbil Turds, are having a show Saturday, December 3rd. And they wrote, Uncle Sam and Café de Grand Hollywood Records want you. That'll be a good show. It's at 16003 Pacific Avenue in Spinaway, Washington. And another band, Don't Stop, is going to be playing with them. And this is the Uncle Sam's American Bar and Grill. Looks like a good time. Motorcycles and guitars. Woohoo!
Oh man, you're talking my language now.
Yeah. Well, see, if you had your birthday bash here at the Star Ranch, they could all come down from Washington and play at your birthday party.
Well, my birthday.
And everybody could run around like it was Woodstock.
My birthday is April Fool's Day, April 1st, and that's springtime. Hopefully, the rivers will have subsided and.
Oh, it's beautiful in April. Oh, it's good swimming and nice and warm. People would really have a good time. They could even camp out.
I think we should talk seriously about this because I have a lot of just bike friends that would love to have a burnout pit and, you know, have a good old punk rock Woodstock kind of vibe to it.
Sure. And, you know, there's 135 acres here to run around on. There's a big pond and a river that runs along the bottom ledge of two parts. And there's a plateau up on the top to put up a stage where we could rock the whole canyon.
Wow, and I believe you would not be charging any admission for that, correct?
No, it would be free.
A free Woodstock, punk rock style.
Right.
Wow. And how many people do you think we could fit in there safely?
Well, how many... We wouldn't have any problem with occupancy because the fire department wouldn't be able to close us down like at the cafe because it's an outdoor event, and I have 135 acres here.
that's pretty big. Is that like a mile by a mile?
It's quite a bit.
All right, so I think we should plan this. And Candy, I got a question for you because I'm technologically kind of retarded.
Oh, knock it off.
How would a listener be able to listen to your radio station, or do they have a phone number they could call so they could be on the radio like I am right now?
Well, the number is 646-478-3594. And anybody listening can call that number, and I can connect them to the soundboard, and we could all talk.
Okay, that's great, because a lot of my friends only, you know, can use a cell phone to dial. Some of them don't have internet for whatever reason, and, you know, I think it's very smart that we keep letting people know how they can get on this show.
Yeah. 646-478-3594.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
646-478-3594.
Okay, thank you for that. And all you listeners that are out there, just to let you know, Rigor Mortis Hollywood signed up with Candace's label.
Cafe de Grand Hollywood.
Cafe de Grand Hollywood, of course, and all of our music is slowly coming online, and in a perfect world, we'll ask you to buy it, so, you know, kind of like as a donation and a tribute to people that gave their heart and soul for punk rock, you know, if you got to pirate it, you got to pirate it, but we'd rather you just spend 99 cents and get some songs that maybe you've never heard before, which Cafe de Grand label is putting out as we speak. Unheard Rigor Mortis. I've had them locked in my vault for 30 years.
And it's been released, and this next week coming up, it should be available for downloading on over 100 sites worldwide. USA, Canada, most of the UK, Japan, India, Russia, and Africa. So we're going worldwide, buddy. I mean, back in the 80s when we were all in the cafe, did we ever think we would be doing music worldwide and creating such an empire, huh? We were just a bunch of kids running around having punk rock days.
Okay, how about... Sorry, Candy, I'm ordering cigarettes. How about this?
You are... Oh, they'll stunt your growth. Okay, well, it's time for a song then. How about some crankshaft?
Good.
spoken a lot quicker than we have to hear it.
All right.
Debbie, right?
Well, we're back in the studio here. Did you get your smoke?
I did, from a really cool place called Uva Smoke Shop. It's on an Indian reservation.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually part of the Yavapai Apache Nation.
Okay.
So, yes, I live in Arizona, and we do have lots of Indians around here.
Well, you know, the area that I live is called Mount Diablo Basin Meridian, and there were 70-some nomad tribes that settled here in the 1800s, and there's actually, I have a three-mile-long driveway, and there's a Indian burial site to the side of the road. They were going to widen it, and they started scraping and found remains and things.
Well, I hope they did a proper ritual and did not disturb those graves whatsoever, because really bad things can happen.
Well, I don't know if they did or not, but that was the county of Tehama that found that, so I don't know. Of course, with the people responsible for it had some bad things happen, so... maybe that's
There you go. You do not play with hallowed ground.
Yeah, well, you know, the guy, one of the guys who was responsible for that, he was like 50-some years old and had a heart attack and dropped dead.
Well, that's what happens when you disturb sacred hallowed ground. You don't do that, number one rule.
Oh, yeah.
They did that across the street from my house, and it let out all sorts of weird creatures that actually I saw one night. It was pretty hairy. If I look out my front window, I live right across from a two-story Indian ruin from 1,200 years ago. And that night, its name is Tuzigoot. And that night that they broke ground on that burial site, all sorts of weird things were showing up around Tuzigoot. Once again, that's something that's very ethereal, and I would not share that, except do not play with hallowed ground. Just don't do it.
Well, and you know, there's the big controversy going right now about that pipeline in Dakota, and there's a documentary film out, and they have a campaign page to donate funds to stop this. And it's called End of the Line, the Women of Standing Rock. The indigenous women, they unite to stop the oil pipeline that threatens their land and water. And they talk about the ancestors warned against the black snake that would come to poison Mother Earth. And this is from the acclaimed documentary filmmaker Shannon Kring that brings End of the Line. It's an incredible story of a group of these indigenous women willing to risk their lives to stop the Dakota Access Pipeline construction that desecrated their ancient burial and prayer sites, and it threatens their land, water, and very existence, you know?
Of course it does, because it's all for the greedy American pig.
Exactly.
And right now they're trying to do a moratorium because they've been blasting water hoses on the Indians.
I saw that.
Via fire trucks, and it's 42 degrees 2 days ago.
I know.
And these people are now suffering from hypothermia and potentially dying because they are resisting the white man and the white man's bullshit, to put it plainly.
Well, it's capitalist pigs. Let's not go color or anything. Capitalism.
No,
it's a bunch of capitalist pigs that are too lazy to ship the oil via truck or tankers. You know, they just want to put in a pipeline and, you know.
Right, and let me just say I am not racist whatsoever. I do not see colors. I only see hearts. I see human hearts, and they can be
there
white, black, green, purple, or red. I am not a racist
100%. I know that, Mike. Well, you know, since the women of Standing Rock began their peaceful protest April 16th, the pipeline spills in the U.S. alone have dumped 244,900 gallons of crude oil and tar sands and 384,300 gallons of diesel fuel and gasoline. And last year there were 132 major spills, and that's approximately one every 3 weeks. I mean, seriously, come on.
Seriously, and they want to dump it into a tributary that's up north, and they don't think that will affect Mexico if it spills? It'll destroy
everything.
It'll destruct everything south of that pipeline, where it breaks and when it breaks, because they have something called fracking. And fracking is making earthquakes.
It's terrible. Yeah, it's terrible.
Fracking is making earthquakes.
Well, of course it is, you know. But, you know, I hope everyone can get out and see this film. It's called End of the Line, The Women of Standing Rock. And please make a donation to that as well, because no contribution is too small. And that goes for Mike's FundMe or the indigenous people here. Every amount helps, you know, and the goal is the minimum to proceed, and everything counts, and every little bit counts. And, you know, they're very grateful for whatever you're able to contribute. So together, let's all make a difference.
For sure.
Know?
Let's put our wallets where our mouths have been for 35 years. And that's standing
up for
the smaller guy, the underdog, the punk rocker, the disabled, the handicapped, the underdogs. We need to, you know, let's put up or shut the fuck up. Cause I'm tired of people coming and not doing any action. Action right now could be in the form of monetary, and better yet, if you're near the pipeline, go up there and help them fight. Help them fight the capitalist pigs. They're trying to destroy our planet just so we could have a fucking car.
Right, and which is also destroying. You know, I mean, why our nation decided to become oil dependent when there were so many other alternatives to in powering engines than gasoline and oil?
That goes without talking. We all know why. Even if we did stick with fossil fuels, there's enough fossil fuel in the United States, to power it for 100 years. Okay, and they're already tapped into that in Texas, and now they're just going to other places because probably the Bush administration owns all of fucking Texas.
Well, they've got to figure out an alternative. I prefer to ride my horse, thank you.
Yeah, there's horses, and there's also solar power. The new Tesla cars are
they
electric.
They run quite well.
The new electric cars
are great. Yeah.
They run great. There's been guys that have run Volkswagen motors on water with unlimited mileage, with water.
Well, see. That would put all of these big corporations
power.
Out of business. And they figure, well, 100 years, they're not going to live 100 more years. So they figure, why care what the next generation's going to deal with, you know, in the next
century. We haven't needed to be on fossil fuel for over 100 years now, probably even longer. Steam power.
And look at all the problems it's caused. I mean, look at the Gulf spill off of Louisiana and how it devastated all of that. I mean,
did you realize Fukushima last week had another 7.4 earthquake?
Oh my God!
Last week, Fukushima as 7.4 earthquake, which created a tidal wave, which fucked up Fukushima even more. They still can't get the rods out of that thing.
And
now,
see, we're
they,
straight across the Pacific Ocean from that.
Of course we are. That's why all of our fish are irradiated. And you can look this all up. This is all public
knowledge
online.
No, I know it's
online.
True. Up here in Northern California, we have a crab fest every year, and it had to be canceled this year. It's like a donation, a fundraiser for the local hospitals, and they have an all-you-can-eat crab fest for a donation, and it had to be canceled this year because the crab is so toxic in the waters, it couldn't even be fed.
It's unedible. So people that like crabs go buy a fucking solar bar.
And we've never even had an oil spill up here in Northern California, you know?
Of course not. It's all coming from Fukushima, and it's going to come again because those rods are dangerous for the next 10,000 years, and they still cannot get them out safely.
Well, and what people don't seem to understand, Japan is a volcanic island. Why anyone would build anything nuclear on a volcano is, like, stupid.
They're capitalists.
Exactly.
Because that volcano probably won't erupt for another, 5,000 years. And by then, the nuclear rods will get disintegrated into the volcano. And they won't give a shit anyway because all that shit will be up in the air surrounding the whole planet with toxic clouds.
Craziness.
This is the reason why punk rock is back again, because people out there are smart. They're tired of being hoodwinked. They're tired of being hoodwinked. They know what is right.
That's true.
You've got to get off your computer ass and get out there and fight the good fight. Join Sea Shepherd.
That's right. Get off those computer apps and get out there and do some real life.
Right. I was hired on as Sea Shepherd in 2006. I did not go to the Rolling 50s because I just met my fiancé. That was the choice I made. Stay back and get married or go to the Antarctica and fight the good fight with the Japanese whalers.
Yeah.
SeaShepherd.org. Start there. Go to OxygenAmerica.com.
I've been there.
Start there. You know, go to the Indian site. I don't know it by name. And help
I'm a big animal rights activist as well. I've been in, even helped to preserve the American wolf, which are coming back in population. And the clubbing of baby seals, and the atrocities that have been going on against animals and wildlife is just ridiculous,
With global FedEx, we don't need it. We don't need to club any fucking seal. They could have a McDonald's burger airlifted to fucking Antarctica. But then again, don't order McDonald's because that's just killing all the fucking planet as well.
Well,
you know
what they're doing, is they're feeding them genetically altered corn and GMOs. And they pump them full of that stuff for 6 months before they're butchered, and it's really cheap at feed, but they can't do it for more than 6 months because the cattle will die from it, because the genetically engineered corn is so unhealthy to eat. And if you look at everything you buy in the market, corn syrup, corn this, this genetically engineered corn has been sneaking into all of our products for years, and that's why, in the 80s, you didn't have all these people with autism or cancer, and in the 80s, all these things, were creeping into our society, and now 30, 40 years later, people are reaping the benefits of these capitalistic pigs and their greed.
Yes, they're finding that women are having hysterectomies 20 years earlier than they would have had. Finding, and all this information is out there. Stop wasting your time with Trump and Hillary and go on to some real sites.
Yeah.
You know, give up the fucking news. Just give it up. Turn it off. Tune out. And
right.
put
and
on the Weather
it's a democracy.
Channel. Put on the Weather Channel and put on the History Channel if you want to get educated on the real world. And even better yet, put on BBC. Put on Al Jazeera. That's a very extremely important site, but it's going to make you pissed off because they show a lot of graphic violence of war.
Right.
We don't need these wars. They're not our focus. They should not be our focus.
I agree with
our
you 100%.
Our focus should be on plankton is the only thing that cleans the earth and feeds the fish. Our plankton supply is down almost 90%.
When we lose
plankton, we're all dead, and none of this will matter anyway.
Well, and that's
plankton.
Why the whales are dying. The whales aren't getting enough plankton.
I hope we have about another 14 hours for this show because I'm starting to get really riled up right now.
Yeah.
I'm very adamant in my beliefs, and I believe with a lot of other friends of mine, my real friends that stuck with me with these concussions, they know that I fight the good fight, and I only fight the good fight. And the good fight is educate yourself on something besides CNN and Fox News.
Exactly. They're so biased.
Dutch.
I mean,
I'm ready for some discharge. Do you have, like, discharge to play? Or some maybe even more subterfuge?
Oh.
I think
well,
we're doing a radio show.
All right. Well, I've got some swa.
Okay, go.
Party or go home.
Party or go home. Nicaraguan style.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Get you going, Mike?
Yeah, that got me laughing because it's very pertinent. I have fresh fruit for rotting vegetables on my turntable right now, and I'll get there in a minute because I need a reload of coffee. I drink Cuban coffee by the gallon full.
Okay, well, we're coming to a close of our show here, so I want to thank you for coming on. It was nice to have you, Mike. And,
it was nice speaking with you, Candice, and I'm so happy that you're so educated that you can help spread the word about a lot of the things we talked about today. Every one of them is equally important. And
it
a
is.
Shout out to Captain Paul Watson of Sea Shepherd, who's been fighting this unsung battle now for over 40 years.
That's a long time.
Captain,
well, you know,
Captain
I try
Watson.
To get... Huh?
Captain Paul Watson.
Okay.
Of Sea Shepherd. Join it. It's a volunteer-only deal, but trust me, you will come back a different person.
I do a lot of volunteer work. Just about everything I do is volunteer work. Everything I do in punk rock is volunteer work, you know. It has been for years. And, you know, of course, because we're a family. It's a tradition, you know. We all got each other's backs and everything, and we're there for one another, you know. But, I mean, back to the... Right. And, you know, I like to live off the land, you know. There's never been... I've never used chemicals. My place has been in my family for like, don't know, 40-some years. We've never used chemicals. We've never done any mass agriculture production where all that is used. And I like to grow my own organic vegetables. I believe that if people could get back to even doing a little bit of hydroponic, it is really cool. I mean, I have fish, and I grow vegetables and food on top of the aquarium in the water, and it recycles it. And
there's
so many ways. I mean, you can start small with just a small little 10-gallon tank. I mean, I've got lettuce that's about 2 inches tall right now coming up. I just recently seeded it. And as soon as it's got some roots, I'll put it into the hydroponic system. And it's a natural way to grow food. It's clean. It's organic. There's no pesticides used. And the fertilization comes through the fish. And you can raise your own fish to eat. And then your own vegetables on top. I mean, you can grow in the dirt if you want. I mean, if people make a step every day toward going back to nature and living off the ground or living off the land, so that our land isn't found
polluted,
and you know all those big agriculture farms in the Midwest. They can't even grow anything on so many of those acres anymore because they've completely ruined the soil. So that's where hydroponics...
My family has 3 farms, and the government pays us not to grow in the form of a subsidy. We grow field corn for feed, and then we also, every other year, we switch off to soybean.
That's good.
My whole family was against GMOs
from
day one, and now the government just pays us so we don't grow and fuck up the local economy.
Yeah.
I'm not really hip on that, but that's just the way it is, and we can't be perfect all the time.
Right. Well, there has to be a balance of things here and there, but, you know, if everyone made their own little steps, I mean, even if they don't have any ground to plant in, they can get a 10-gallon aquarium, get some fish, and a hydroponic system. And there's ways to make your own hydroponic systems for free on YouTube where you can do it yourself.
If you guys are on Facebook, look up Paul Vitano. His old name was Batman, and he is a fish expert. He builds aquariums for the last 40 years, and he can make them sustainable. He can make them salt water. He can make them fresh water. Paul Vitano.
Well, the whole thing with the tanks is to grow your own food on the top of the water. What you do is you transfer to a hydroponic system where after you seed the vegetables in a soil, an organic soil, then as soon as they get big enough, you transplant them into the hydroponic system where the roots continue to grow through the fertilized water that's fertilized through the fish. And
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know,
it sounds like a perfect ecosystem.
Well, it is. It is. And, you know, even people who live in high-rise apartments can start doing it. I found some places in, I think it's Japan, where offices are growing in hydroponics and growing their own food for their own cafeteria so that their workers can eat there and not have to worry about, you know, going anywhere to eat. And then they're getting naturally, organically grown food through hydroponics. And they don't have any soil. So they're doing it that way, too, and it's, like, really inventive. Oh, I see we dropped our call. All right, well, we're at the end of our show here, and just want to remind you to party or go home, and here's SWAT to remind y'all.
Party or go home!
all take a bump.